Elon Musk's first week at the helm of Twitter was rocky, and this week starting up the same way. The company has reportedly called back to work dozens of the nearly 3,700 employees it laid off Friday. And Musk has decided to delay his plan to charge users for the blue check marks that verify who they are. Before Musk bought Twitter, he founded six companies, including revolutionary Tesla and SpaceX, and he earned a reputation as being ambitious and unpredictable. Ashley Vance knows that reputation well. He's written books that include Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and The Quest for a Fantastic Future. Ashley, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
You've been following Elon Musk for a long time now, and there's a lot to report on, as you have. What, first of all, do you make of his first couple of days at Twitter?
It's been quite extraordinary. I think people were a bit worried about how things would play out, and it's, I think, even more chaotic than anyone could have expected. And so, yeah, we're going to have to see how this plays out over some time.
So when you say it's been more chaotic, what did he want to do with Twitter? And is this it? Because he is part of a coterie of tech entrepreneurs that made their name by wanting to basically blow things up and think differently and do things differently. And is this now blowing back on him? I mean, did he want to disassemble it and to have as many layoffs as he had and make so many people as angry as he has?
Well, if you listen to what he says, he seemed to have two goals. One is this thing that he's hung up on, which is Twitter is this free speech platform, this kind of city center for the world. And the other thing was to make Twitter make more money. It's not been a very profitable business throughout its existence. And so you can see the layoffs as a step to try to make money. He's trying to get all these subscriptions now. On the other side, he's already banning people while telling us this was all about free speech. So it's a bit confusing.
And calling people back in, people who were just laid off last week.
Right. I mean, so there's chaos on the free speech side. And then also now they're bringing people they fired back. Clearly, there's things they need to run that they're missing key personnel. And so I think at the moment, it's a bit of just throwing things on the wall, seeing what sticks, and, kind of just winging it a bit.
I guess I'm just wondering if this is part of what he does, if for some reason he thrives on chaos, or if chaos that he has created himself has benefited him in the past. What's his track record like as an entrepreneur?
He does thrive on chaos, although this situation is a little different. In the case of Tesla or SpaceX, it's pushing these engineers to get this product out. Twitter is a much stranger thing that he has to control. I mean, this is something that is based on the whims of consumers. You have to have kind of like a taste for what people want, where the internet is going, and I don't think he's shown anything historically that we know. This is a guy who's a tastemaker and who knows how to direct this type of thing. The coming in and firing people and demanding a lot of new features and stuff, that is all classic Elon. It's come in, move fast, make people work hard.
Deeper in Elon Musk's past, there were two internet companies that he operated. What happened there, and how's that an object lesson for what's happening with Twitter?
Yeah, he had these two companies, Zip2 and then PayPal, and he was CEO and co-founder of both. They both did innovative things and were successful, but in both cases, there were essentially coups to throw Elon out as the leader and bring new management in. And so if we look more at software and internet as opposed to things like Tesla and SpaceX, his track record is anything but perfect here.
And it didn't seem in the beginning as if Tesla would ever be successful. There were lots of questions about that company and doubts about what he was doing. SpaceX, another company that went from underdog to dominant. So is there a chance that he could himself turn this kind of thing around with Twitter? Or are you saying being a social media platform, this is entirely different?
Well, I think this is different, but to your point, this is a guy who both of his companies, SpaceX and Tesla, were just days away from bankruptcy. They've always, especially Tesla, has been on this life and death struggle throughout most of its life. And so this is a guy who feeds on these high pressure moments. Elon's had a ton of naysayers. Tesla was the most shorted stock on Wall Street for many years. Historically, if you've bet against Elon, you've lost. And so, I don't think he's going to be overly daunted by this challenge and he's going to keep at it. I just think in this particular case, Twitter has some nuances that there's just no guarantee that Elon's management style makes this work. You kind of need some sort of hit new twist to this product. And if you look even at companies like Facebook, Microsoft, Google, they tend to be one-hit wonders that just milk that revenue stream for a long time. So it's hard to do.
So if you could look ahead and see the Elon Musk imprint on Twitter, should it survive? And a lot of people are wondering if it will. What do you think that would be?
Well, I think it will survive. I think for Elon, the challenge is really, can it have this next turn and do something new and get bigger? And, you know, for the last 10 years, Twitter has done almost nothing. I mean, the service has hardly changed. That was the company's big problem. It couldn't make money. It wasn't really introducing new features. So I think all we know is that we're going to see a lot of change. I think Twitter will certainly survive. It's just this massive question as to if it ever gets anywhere close to what he paid for it in terms of value.
And is there a chance that he'll at some point say, no, it's not worth it? Or does his ego such that he would never say that?
If history is any guide, Elon will not say that. You know, he's going to see this thing through to the end one way or another. He is, if nothing else, he is the most persistent human being I've ever encountered.
Ashley Vance, reporter and author of the book Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you.